Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services. Well, live cattle futures were mixed but generally higher despite the significant weakness of the corn futures yesterday. The beneficiaries of the decline of corn were the feeder cattle, though, which posted triple-digit gains. Further pressure on grains overnight should again benefit the cattle complex. Some cash business took place in our part of the country. Again, 119, but up to 120. So that's about a dollar higher than we saw earlier this week in the past couple of weeks. Further business could unfold later today as packers will need to keep purchasing ahead. Now, the selling fiasco seems to have run its course despite weakness on the National Direct Hog Report yesterday. Packers were more aggressive yesterday, remaining intent on purchasing supplies. Tightening supplies of hogs will require packers to be more willing to write larger checks to obtain those supplies, providing demand continues to remain as strong as it has. The overall futures trend is higher, but there is a technical concern that the break of futures since the end of last week was not enough to close the chart gaps remaining under the market. July Kansas City wheat's trading 11.5 cents lower early today, falling below the April 30th low, with heavy rain amounts expected throughout the southwestern and southern U.S. plains over the next week, followed by more chances for rain the second week out. The rain will be just in time for next week's Wheat Quality Council Hard Winter Wheat Tour and should give crop conditions a well-timed lift as temperatures are warming in the region. July corn is about 14.75 cents lower early today, starting a second day lower after USDA estimated new crop ending corn stocks at a higher than expected 1.5 billion bushels. The new crop estimates mostly theoretical this early in the game and assumes demand will be 105 million bushels lower than the current session. July soybeans are down 19.5 cents, pressured by a risk-off start to today's trading. That is nearly all commodities lower early on. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, at the close, June live cattle down 2 cents, 118.60. August was up 27, 122.32. May feeder cattle up 142 yesterday, 136.75. August up 167, 150.52. June hogs up 85 cents, 112.02. Kansas City wheat, July down 19.75, 690.75. September down 19.25 at 695. Chicago wheat, July down 12 cents, 729.75. September is down 11.25 at 728. And a quarter. July corn up, make that down 7.5, 714.75. September down 13.5, 621.5. July soybeans up 27.75, 1642.5. August up 19 cents, 1572.5.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.